Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Your trainer, Melanie Cole, is here to motivate and help you perform. It's time now for Train Your Body.
Have you thought about using a pedometer, and do you think that it would be something that would help you stay motivated and actually possibly help you to lose weight? Well, my guest is Dr. Sherilyn Hultquist, and she is assistant professor in the Department of Exercise Science and Sport Management at Kennesaw State University. So, Dr. Hultquist, first of all, tell us about the pedometers out there on the market. Are they different than they used to? Are they generally accurate? Because people say, oh, those things don't work anyway. So tell us about what's going on in that world.
Actually, Millie, that's a great question to start with. They've come a long way. So pedometers have definitely become a lot more sophisticated, but not so much up in price, which is a good thing. So the quality's a lot better, and they remain affordable. You do want to be careful about which brand you get. So there are some good pedometers and bad pedometers out there. But in general, these days, we can have a basic step counter, and we can get very sophisticated and go up to accelerometers, which will actually track intensity. So are you moderate? Are you vigorous? How many minutes a day are you achieving those intensities? You can download things to your computer or to your smart devices. So there's a range now, and in general, even a low-end pedometer is still going to get the job done for at least clicking off those steps per day.
Okay, so starting with pedometers, which kind, you mentioned accelerometers. Now, I mean, we can talk about brands too. Do you want the most expensive? Do you get what you pay for in a pedometer? Do you want the most technologically advanced digital pedometer? Or are the good old-fashioned step counter ones just as good?
Well, you know, I actually just was involved in a study here in the Atlanta area where we were taking some sedentary individuals and increasing just their daily activity. And we used the very basic, the DigiWalker SW200 from New Lifestyles, and that worked just fine for counting steps. And as long as it was worn properly, so we're still wearing those right on, basically on your pants loop around where your hip bone is. And those work just great. When people want more information, if they're willing to pay a little bit more, you can start going up in price a little bit, you know, from maybe $30 up to the $50 and on up range. And then you can start getting into those, the digital accelerometers where you can start tracking intensity. So if you really are just going to use it for basic walking, you can get away with, I don't want to call it a low end, but just the step counters. So nothing digital. So it's an option.
And you mentioned, you know, provided you wear it properly. Tell people how to wear them properly.
Well, we want it to be pretty much on the waistband, and if you're a lady wearing a dress, it can go on your undergarments, and we want that to go ahead and fit right at the midline of the thigh, so we always tell people to track from the top of their kneecap just straight up their thigh. That's where we want that to be placed. There are some more sophisticated devices like Omron puts out where you can put things in on your shoe or in your pocket, and those have been found to also pick up steps, step accumulation as well. But on that basic step counter, placement is going to be key. You don't want to clip that one on your shoe. You don't want it off to the side of your hip. It's not going to pick up properly if it's got a tilt to it, so we want to make sure it is sitting upright on that pants, up on your pants.
Okay, so you're wearing it, and you're walking, you're keeping track. Now, I mean, the digital ones, obviously these are running on batteries, right?
Yes.
So the digital ones, are they confusing to use?
They're not. They're actually, what's nice about the, once you start getting up a little bit more, like the digital pedometers, accelerometers, is there is storage, so they will reset every night at midnight or whatever you determine. So you can actually, some of the storage is 7 days, and then again, as you go up in price, some of them store for 30 days and, you know, on up to, you know, 150 days. And those generally come with the ability to download your data to whatever computer or smart device that you're using, so you have nice spreadsheets to look at and track your progress. But the digital is nice in terms that you don't have to worry about, if you want to look at a 7-day recall very quickly, that's very easy to do. So you can sort of see what your week trend has been, as opposed to having to write it down every single day when like when you're using just the low-end step counters, where you would actually have to track your steps and then hit reset to start the next day.
So they calculate distance and your steps, obviously. How do they calculate distance from your steps? Do you have to set a stride length?
You do, and that's actually very easy to do. Usually you'll mark off maybe a 10-foot span and figure out how many steps it takes for you to cover that 10 steps, and we can figure out your stride length. So it's not difficult to do whatsoever as long as you can measure out a certain length. It's usually about 10 feet. So once we put stride length in, we get a pretty decent estimate of how much distance you're covering. But even if you don't have that available to you, we do know that average person about 2,000 steps is going to be about a mile. So that does depend on stride length. So 2,000 steps, give or take, will get you about a mile of walking.
Well, you know, Dr. Holtquist, I am 4'10", so my mile and your mile just may be a few different amount of steps. Now, some of these more digital ones also do calories. You know, for years we've heard that the treadmill calorie thing you punch in your weight now are not very accurate. How accurate are these? People want to know if they're burning calories or not.
They sure do. Well, if you're moving, you're burning calories. So the good news is if we have you up off the couch, then we're better off than we were when you were more sedentary. A lot of investigation goes into whether or not these caloric expenditure estimations are correct, and one study that we did here at Kennesaw State, we actually just were looking at two popular accelerometers and whether or not their calorie count was correct, and they were pretty close when we were on a flat incline, so 0% incline, and they basically, as we upped the incline on the treadmill and measured real-time caloric expenditure, we found that as the incline went up, the expenditure did increase, the person's working harder, however, that was not getting registered on the accelerometer. So if you're on flat surfaces, it's probably a pretty decent estimation, but they are all estimates. So
on flat surfaces, now what about with running? You know, because you walking, obviously, they're going to be able to catch your steps. But if you're a runner, are they going to miss a few? Can you just assume that they're missing a few? And is there a way to figure that variable?
You know, if things are worn to, I'll just say, to manufacturer specifications. So once you start getting a little bit more sophisticated where things can pick up intensity, there's some more options on where to wear the devices. And so as long as they're worn properly, in terms of running, if it is an accelerometer, it will account for that intensity because it is accounting for acceleration. So, again, it's going to be a decent estimate. If you are dealing with just a strict step counter that is not capturing acceleration, you're not going to have an accurate caloric expenditure if you are using it for running. However, it's probably going to still be pretty darn good at picking up steps.
Is there anything you want people to think about before they go out and buy these?
You hit it on the first question that they're not all created equal. New lifestyles, they have a nice variety on the low end that we've worked with on several studies where we're looking at increasing sedentary, getting people that are sedentary to increase their behavior, physical activity behavior. And you do, to a certain degree, get what you pay for. So we were asked this question recently, which brand should we get? We have very little bit amount of money in this grant, and we were pretty comfortable with that SW200 at about $30 on the absolute lowest that we were willing to work with. So I would say just, you know, be a smart consumer just like every other device that you're looking into, and read some reviews, and look, there are a lot of studies out there. The literature supports that these are good devices, so you know, definitely do a little bit of consumer homework.
Okay, and now your best advice in the last minute or so that's left here on buying a pedometer and the reason for buying a pedometer.
Oh, only a minute.
A little less, even.
Yeah, first of all, to get a pedometer, just very briefly, it will definitely help increase your physical activity through what we call a lifestyle approach. So it'll help you stay more accountable to accumulating steps per day or throughout the day. So you might realize as you check your pedometer throughout the day that it's your lunchtime. It's like, oh, I've been around 3,000 steps, and it's lunchtime, and I only had 1,000 steps. I need to get up and get going. So there's more accountability throughout the day, and it's a more of a motivation to keep you going day in and day out because you can set specific step goals. So I think it's a very solid tool for people to use.
In terms of motivation, it certainly is. This is Melanie Cole for Train Your Body.